listening to WMFO Medford.
There once was a young man who'd never been kissed. He got to thinking it over how much he had missed. So he found a gal, he kissed her, and then, well, wouldn't you know, he kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. He asked her to marry and be his good wife, and to make him happy the rest of his life. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man, and wouldn't you know, she gave him a hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. He worked mighty hard, and so did his wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. There was corn in the fields and wheat in the bins. Wouldn't you know, he was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Their children numbered just about four, and they all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married, didn't hesitate. Before long he was the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Now he is old and ready to go. He gets to thinking what happened a long time ago. They had lots of kids and trouble and pain, but you can bet your life he'd do it again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. It's clear to see she had kisses sweeter than wine.
Wowza, wowza, wow. It's WMFO, 11:03 in the morning. This is just about something about the women. I want to thank you, Mike, very much
for coming in. Good to sit here with you.
Yeah, let's make it closer than 3 months for the next one. We'll work on that.
All right,
yeah.
No worries.
All right, so let me tell you what we just played in that last set. Michael McDonald, who's very much alive, Sue, from the Wide Open CD. That was Free Man. That was a great track.
It was fantastic.
I mean, if he were deceased, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so enough about that. The Strokes.
He has risen.
He has risen. The McDonald has risen.
Yeah.
The Strokes after that, from 2003's Great Room on Fire, that was Reptilia. And, Mike, you played the last track there for Sue. Why don't you tell us why you played that for Sue?
Marlene Dietrich. I know Sue knows the women and all the stuff in the field, so I thought she'd get a kick out of it. Marlene is kind of a unique girl.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Woman.
Yeah.
Woman.
Well, I mean that as a flattery. The youthful spirit.
Yeah. And I just want you to acknowledge that I figured out who that was about by about the third line, right?
I know you did. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she, yeah.
Marlena. You're like a DJ.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So something about the women. What's coming up?
Well, so we're going to do an all Beatles cover show. And I really wanted to play, I had originally been going to play some new music, because Elin Jewell has a new album out called Downhearted Blues. It just came out yesterday and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, oh, I'm going to do this all Beatles thing. So I'll play her next time, but I wanted to play, I looked to see if she had done any Beatles covers, and I only found one, and it's her with Lake Street Dive, and you're going to hear it right now. So thanks, Mike.
All right, so something about the women right now. Stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week at 9. It's WMFO Medford.
Don't let me down. Something in-
Then that is the first set in our All Beatles Cover Songs show. Welcome to Something About the Women. My name is Sue, and I'm so happy to be here with you in the squeaky chair on this beautiful fall day. And thanks for tuning in to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was just the Kennedys doing Live and Your Bird Can Sing, and that's from the 30th annual John Lennon tribute album. We also heard Anne Murray. She's done a bunch of Beatles covers, and that was Day Tripper. I thought a pretty hip version for Anne Murray, just saying. I had put out a call for requests for the show, and I got a lot of responses about Dear Prudence from Susie and the Banshees, so I played that from the best of. And Aretha Franklin gave us Eleanor Rigby. Fantastic. And we started, actually no, we heard the Donnas doing Drive My Car, which is one of my favorite Beatles songs, and a great version from the Donnas. And then we started with Elin Jewell, I always say her name wrong, and Lake Street Dive, Don't Let Me Down. That was a live version of that. And as I mentioned, Elin Jewell has a new album out yesterday called Downhearted Blues is what it is. So yeah, I have senior moments from time to time, but it is indeed called Downhearted Blues. And it's out on Signature Sounds, and you should check it out. It's really good. I listened to it. I was going to play it today, but then we got the whole Beatles thing is going, so I didn't want to break the format for the show. I also wanted to tell you, about a show that's coming up. Sonia from Disappear Fear is going to be at Hezekiah Stone's Coffee House on October 5th. So you'll definitely want to check that out. She is great. She's a big friend of the show, been on many times, and she's even let me play harmonica with her band. How great is that? She is a very generous and very thoughtful musician, Sonia from Disappear Fear. So you're going to want to check out her show as well. All right. Going to continue now with more Beatles goodness, cover songs. And as I mentioned when I was talking on the air with Mike, there is one song in this show today that is not technically a Beatles cover. So if you can identify that song, you let me know, and hit me up on the Something About the Women Facebook page. It's Something About the Women Radio Show, and you'll be able to get some bragging rights if you determine what is technically not a Beatles cover out of this show. All right, continuing now with a little something from Sean Colvin here on Something About the Women.
No, if you break my heart, slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
Talk to me. If you're lonely, you can talk to me. it's funny. Try and understand. In this world, there's nothing I would rather do.
Boy, there's just no words for that. There's just no words for Maureen McGovern doing a disco version of I'm Happy Just to Dance with You by the Beatles. But I had to play it. How awesome was that? It had all the earmarks of a great disco song with the key change and the strings and just everything. Loved it. All right. Before Maureen McGovern, we heard Alison Krauss doing I Will. And Kirsten asked to hear that one, but it was already on the list, Kirsten, but still, I'm sending it out to you. Dana Fuchs did Helter Skelter, and Joan Osborne, she's always got a good cover song in her back pocket. She's got a new album out, actually, all Bob Dylan covers, but we heard her doing Hey Bulldog from the 30th Annual John Lennon Tribute, and Fiona Apple gave us Across the Universe, and Sean Colvin, I'll Be Back. So another set of great Beatles covers here on Something About the Women, the Fab Four by Fab Females, or Fab Females Do the Fab Four. Thank you for tuning in for this. I'm having a lot of fun with this whole thing. All right, so what else can I tell you? Actually, I have another show to tell you about. You know, Women's Week is coming up in October in Provincetown, and I'll be down there for the community dinner the Tuesday night. It's the week of Columbus Day, and the Tuesday after Columbus Day, I'll be helping my wife Cheryl do the sound for the community dinner. Get your tickets for that. It's always a fun time. All the performers, or a lot of the performers who are there for Women's Week, come and do like a showcase during the dinner, so you'll get to see sort of a sampling of all the comedians and singers who are in Provincetown for Women's Week. Anyway, I want to let you know that during Women's Week, Suede, another great friend of our show. She's going to be at Women's Week at the Crown and Anchor on October 13th and 14th. That's Friday at 8 and Saturday at 5. She'll be doing her really great, diverse, and fun show at the Crown and Anchor for Women's Week. And also, she's going to be the Saturday before that, October 7th, she'll be at Jonathan's in Agunquit, another great place to see her. And you'll need to check that out. And that's at 8 p.m. on October 7th at Jonathan's in Agunquit. And I'll give you a quick website for that. And that's jonathansogunquit.com. Makes sense, right? All right, great. So we've got much more Beatles funness cover songs coming up for the next hour and 9 minutes. And so stay tuned for that. Gonna take care of a little business and we'll be right back with the Beatles.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen the road before, and it all.
friend.